Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, it's that time of year when I give a very strong recommendation to our listeners to go out and try some Alsatian wine, because just about any of these Alsatian wines have a place at the Thanksgiving table. They are fabulous. And they go so well with that type of food, particularly here in Baltimore, where we do a lot of sauerkraut and stuff like that.
I agree. And you and I have talked about a number of different producers over the years. And I came across Wilm, that's W-I-L-L-M, and tasted through a bunch of these wines. And they're all sort of perfect for Thanksgiving. And they're all really good values. So nothing here is going to set you back. It's really quite good.
No, that's their reputation.
So this is definitely a name to know, is La Maison Wilm. So I started off tasting a sparkler from them, which is their Blanc de Blanc Brut, non-vintage, 12% ABV. And I got to tell you, this was actually surprisingly good. I was not anticipating as good a bottle as it turned out to be. And I say that because I'm as guilty as anybody else. Sometimes you prejudge when you look at the price.
Right.
So this is straw color, fine mousse, flavors of citrus and toast, good crisp acidity, and then a nice sort of fruitiness that comes through. It's elegantly forward. It's $13.
Yowzer.
Yeah. I mean, so you want something sort of fun and kick back to start off your family gathering. This is a great starter.
And if you like a bottle, you can get a lot for the holidays.
There you go.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Great price. Stepping up a little from there is they have a Crémant d'Alsace, also a sparkling wine. This is a rosé. This is all Pinot Noir, bright salmon color with strawberry and cherry flavors. It's just off dry, so it's very rounded, which means it will probably work very well with food. You could use it as an aperitif, but you could also work it right into the course of your meal. It's just enough fruit to stand up to food.
Mm-hmm.
A little more expensive. This one's about $19, but it's still a really good value.
Yeah, it's fun to have a rosé on the table.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this was good. Now, Riesling is the great wine of the Alsace. And this is the Wilm Riesling Reserve 2018. It's just classic. It's dry and crisp, notes of citrus, apple, white flower blossoms. It's wonderfully aromatic. It shows a wonderful racy acidity and then the classic minerality that is so prevalent in many of the Alsatian whites. It's just lovely stuff, and it's $16.
So, Hugh, that's a reserve.
Yeah, reserve Riesling from Alsace for $16.
That's a tremendous spot.
I thought so.
I think so too.
I tell you that it's just kept on coming. Now, red wine in the Alsace is only Pinot Noir, and for many years, I think these were sort of afterthoughts, and they would just sort of
blend
together.
They're just fooling around.
And I think in the last 15 years or so, they've begun to get a little more serious. These are not to be mistaken for Burgundies. The style is going to be much lighter, but the quality is there. And I really, really enjoyed the Wilm Pinot Noir Reserve. It was a 2017. It was light bodied, which is what you would expect, with a supple structure. Classic Pinot Noir sort of cherry flavors. It's fresh and well-balanced. It could even take a slight chill, which, again, might work really nicely for your Thanksgiving table. It's very flexible with food, and it's, again, it's $16.
Hugh, that's pretty amazing.
Try some Alsatians, and Wilm is a name to remember when you're looking for Thanksgiving wines.
Well, we're going to put these on the website and let you check them out. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.